Referendum Measure Number 90, Explanatory Statement, written by the Office of the Attorney General. The law as it presently exists. School districts may choose to provide or not to provide sexual health education. Parents or legal guardians may have their children excused from any planned instruction in sexual health education. If the school district offers sexual health education, it must be medically and scientifically accurate. It must also be age-appropriate and appropriate for students of any gender, race, disability status, or sexual orientation. It must include information about abstinence and other methods of preventing pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. It cannot consist only of information about abstinence. A school may choose to provide comprehensive sexual health education using separate outside speakers or a prepared curriculum. Sexual health education must be consistent with guidelines developed by the State Department of Health and the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. The Superintendent of Public Instruction and the State Department of Health must make these guidelines available on their websites. The Superintendent of Public Instruction, consulting with the State Department of Health, develops a list of sexual health education curricula that are consistent with state guidelines. State law encourages school districts that choose to offer sexual health education to review their program and choose a curriculum from the state list. School districts may choose or develop any other curriculum that complies with state law. Any parent or legal guardian may review the curriculum offered in their school district. The effect of the proposed measure, if approved. The legislature recently passed a bill that would change the law about sexual health education. If the voters approve Referendum 90, then the law would change as described below. If the voters reject Referendum 90, then the law will remain as summarized above. Referendum 90 would require public schools to provide comprehensive, age-appropriate sexual health education. Parents and legal guardians would continue to have the choice to exclude their students from sexual health education. Comprehensive sexual health education would mean age-appropriate instruction in human development and reproduction. Districts would use curriculum, instruction, and materials that are medically and scientifically accurate. The instruction must use language and strategies that avoid discrimination against any student. Comprehensive sexual health education must include information about affirmative consent and bystander training. This means teaching about a conscious and voluntary agreement to engage in sexual activity as a requirement before sexual activity. The curriculum, instruction, and materials would vary by grade level. For students in kindergarten through grade 3, it must be instruction in socially-emotional learning that is consistent with standards and benchmarks established by the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. For students in grades 4 through 12, it must include information about 6 topics. These are the physiological, psychological, and sociological developmental processes experienced by an individual, the development of intrapersonal and interpersonal skills to communicate respectfully and effectively, to reduce health risks and choose healthy behaviors and relationships that are based on mutual respect and affection and are free from violence, coercion, and intimidation. Healthcare and prevention resources. The development of meaningful relationships and avoidance of exploitative relationships. Understanding the influences of family, peers, community, and the media throughout life on healthy sexual relationships, and affirmative consent and recognizing and responding safely and effectively when violence or a risk of violence is or may be present with strategies that include bystander training. The law would phase in over time. Public schools must provide comprehensive sexual health education in grades 6 through 12, beginning in the 2021-22 school year. They must begin doing so in all grades in the 2022-23 school year. Public school districts must provide comprehensive sexual health education at least once to students in kindergarten through grade 3, once to students in grades 4 through 5, twice to students in grades 6 through 8, and twice to students in grades 9 through 12. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction must keep training materials up to date. public school districts may either choose a curriculum from the list developed at the state level or choose other curriculum. A district choosing a curriculum that is not on the state list must make sure that it complies with state law and consult with the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction must provide technical assistance to public schools. At the beginning of the 2021-22 school year, public schools must let parents and legal guardians know that they will provide comprehensive sexual health education. The district must provide access to all such course materials that it will use during the school year. Public school districts must report to the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction the curricula used to provide comprehensive sexual health education. The report must describe how it aligns with state law requirements. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction must summarize this information and report it to the legislature.